Today, we're going to talk about imposter syndrome in dating. You may or may not be familiar or aware of what imposter syndrome is, but in a nutshell, it is a moment in time in which you feel that you are not worthy, you are not adequate enough. Regardless if you've been successful in other areas of your life, imposter syndrome will have you feeling that you are not good enough. So if you want to hear more about this topic, that's what we're covering. Stay tuned.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, I'm glad that you are here. This is part of the Esteem series. As you can see, imposter syndrome is what we're covering today. You may or may not be familiar with what imposter syndrome is. A lot of people talk about it outside of the realm of relationships. And it, once you hear the definition, it will kind of, I would say, for the most part, make sense to you. I can tell you, I did not hear about this term until probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but just for purposes of just exploring information, imposter syndrome is really and truly negative thinking of self-doubt and self-sabotaging one's own success is in a nutshell what imposter syndrome is like, right? When you second guess yourself, and it really and truly has a negative impact on your self-esteem. Now, if you move it over, most people talk about that when it comes to careers, looking for jobs, or even taking credit or praise for work that they have successfully done. But if you move it over and start thinking of it in terms of dating, you have a lot of people that suffer with imposter syndrome in the dating realm. And it can be very, very easy to sink down into this level of thinking. In this episode, I want to highlight some of the dangers associated with this type of thinking in hopes that you will, as you move through your dating world or experience, hopes that you can identify what it is and do the things that is necessary to try to combat it. Right now, as always, I'm referring you guys to the website. There is a document you can go to downloads that has some really great tips on how to overcome imposter syndrome, specifically tailored towards people who are dating. Okay, so let me tell you what it kind of looks like in dating. You could very well meet a person that, say, for instance, this is the person of your dreams or not, someone that you are interested in. They've basically like check off all the marks on your sheet of paper. And you're like, okay, I think I got a good catch here. Like, yeah, I think this situation is going to work possibly. But then you start getting cold feet. You start to kind of wonder what they may see in you. Right. And a lot of times we get ourselves in this headspace where we think we don't deserve the things that we deserve or the things that we want and aspire to have in life, especially when it comes to dating. And it could be because of past experiences. Maybe in the past you've had some hiccups, some really, really tough times when it comes to meeting the one. You know, things that might have shuttered your confidence to a certain extent. But you jump back out there anyway, you meet this phenomenal person, and then you start to self-doubt. Sometimes people do things in which they try to sabotage without even realizing it. A person may give you a compliment and say, oh, wow, you look really nice today. Well, if you are battling imposter syndrome, especially when it comes to dating, you may think that they're just saying that just to be nice. Or they're just saying that because it's the right thing to say, or because they want something. When in all actuality, all they care about is getting to know you better. See, imposter syndrome really and truly deals with how you allow your mind to psych you out when it comes to meeting potential suitors, as well as anybody that may come into your life. Sometimes people are so suspicious of everyone to where they don't even allow the ease to sink in of opening up. Imposter syndrome will leave you wondering, what am I doing? Or what do they want? And I can tell you, I've experienced imposter syndrome before. It was shortly after a breakup, and I met someone that was just a breath of fresh air. And unfortunately, I wasn't doing any self-sabotaging, but what I did not do, I didn't feel comfortable enough with showing who I truly was. I felt as if this person could not have possibly cared enough for me or liked me enough. And of course, this was early in my dating experience, and that person got the insecure version of me. They got the wrong me. See, sometimes we allow the things in our heads to change how we act and react to certain things. We do not allow ourselves to accept and go through the process because we have a million and one other thoughts flowing through our mind about how things are going to end up tragically, or how things are just not really going to work out, or this person really can't truly be into me, in which they probably are. See, an person dealing with imposter syndrome, they do not allow the process to go through as it should. Now, you may be listening, or if you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify, you may be thinking, am I there? Have I done that? Or am I doing this now? I want to tell you that the imposter syndrome is completely normal. People go through it in all points of life. It happens. And if you may be the lucky part of the population that's never dealt with this type of feelings. But I will tell you, if you are there, you know that it has some type of hit to your confidence. It is directly related to your self-esteem, strongly related to your self-esteem. Now, I want to tell you that just because you have imposter syndrome does not mean that you're walking around thinking that you don't deserve anything in life. It does not mean that you're walking around thinking that you are unattractive or lack intelligence. Sometimes imposter syndrome sneaks up on you. I had a friend tell me that sometimes she will find herself saying that, oh, he really doesn't like you. And I'm like, hey, I've been there before. What is important that we identify and acknowledge when these intrusive thoughts happen. Because let's be real, no one wants to think negatively about them, especially when it comes to their possibilities in finding love. Now, there's a few things that you can do in order to overcome these feelings of inadequacy, because pretty much that's what it is. Feeling that you are inadequate or incapable or undeserving. So overcoming imposter syndrome is not as hard or as difficult as you may think. Today, I will share three things that you can do in order to work on overcoming these fears and thoughts of thinking, oh, she's not really interested in me. She's just bored. Or he's just in it for sex. Or they're just buying time. Or I'm probably just a rebound. Though all of those situations or scenarios could be true, It doesn't really speak to who you are as a person. And it's also true that all those scenarios that you have in your head about their intentions and their level of light towards you could be completely untrue. So, number one, like I said, I'm gonna give you three. There's more on this site. But number one, you need to let go of perfectionism. Perfectionism does not exist. It's a fallacy. It's fake. And in fact, it can be your worst enemy. No one is perfect. Nothing in this life is perfect. And if you think that you have a shot at being perfect, you are sadly mistaken. You're going to mess up. You're going to disappoint. It's just life. Let go of the thoughts and needs to be perfect. That means your hair, your outfit, your attitude, your track record. Let that go. Number two, stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing yourself to who they may have dated in the past, their looks, their accomplishments, their achievements. Stop the comparison. Stop comparing yourself with yourself. We always hear a sequels where they say the only person I'm competing against is myself. That is true. However, if you're dealing with imposter syndrome, you may compare your today self to your yesterday self and say, wow, I kind of let myself go. Which reinforces those feelings of inadequacy. So stop comparing yourself. Accept who you are today because the person that is for you will accept all of you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. So let go of the comparisons. Number three, embrace your limitations. Embrace it. So what you don't or haven't finished college? It is what it is. So what you have X amount of children? It is what it is. And understand that not finishing college, having a group of children, I'll say group three, four, or five, is not a failure or a shortcoming. But sometimes we tell ourselves that these are failures because of what we allow society to project on us. Someone will love you with that high school diploma as much as someone will love you with having four or five children. It happens all the time. Stop worrying about the things that you did not get to do or haven't done yet. The right person will accept you completely as who you are. You can meet someone and say, hey, this person's great. They think I'm great, but I got to share with them this part of me that most people or a lot of people or society tells me makes me not worth it. Overlook those type of things. So number one, let go of perfectionism. Number two, don't compare yourself to anybody, not even the best version of yourself or your past self. And lastly, be open to understanding that the things that other people may not accept, someone will. And be willing to accept the things that you wish you could change, that you can't. You may wish that you can change, that you have a failed marriage on your resume, but you can't. Understand that life happens, experiences happen. And when you are dating, you'll meet some pluses, some negatives, and some zeros. You meet some phenomenal people that will appreciate you for who you are, 110% of who you are, your future, your present, and your background. Imposter syndrome has no place in any positive dating experience. It just doesn't mix. You end up presenting a version of you that isn't the real you. dating intentionally, having deep dive conversations, communication, knowing your deal breakers, your wants and your needs is all a part of the equation, but none of that matters if the self-esteem is impacted. And imposter syndrome can really do it. So be careful, be aware, learn the facts, and overcome. Check out the datingwhileblackpodcast.com website, go to downloads, and find the document that I have up there about imposter syndrome. And it has a little bit more reasons and ways that you can overcome this type of feeling. And it will help you have a smoother understanding what it is and navigating in the way of a winner will help you overcome the feelings that you may be experiencing. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.